الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. These present time that we are in, they are very, very precious. It's a very precious time, precious moment. Every moment is extremely valuable. These times are so valuable that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the Creator, Malik, Khaliq, Khalaqi Azim, what a great Creator, Khalaqi Alim, such a Creator with His knowledge, we cannot ever fathom the greatness of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Just one little example, we eat one apple. We bought that apple for 5 rands, 6 rands, whatever the price might be. We can never ever pay that 5, 6 rands, 8 rands, whatever the amount might be, can never be the price of that apple. All that we paid for was all the people who worked on the farm. They plowed the ground and then they planted the trees. They looked after it. After that, the trees grew, the fruit grew. The people had to work to pick it from the trees, pack it, and then there were trucks required, roads were required for the trucks to travel on. To make those roads, how many people worked? To do those trucks, how many people worked? How many things? And then it came in the shops, the people worked there. So all what we have paid for was all these people's work. The apple itself, we haven't paid for it. And nobody can ever pay for it. Not for a drop of water, not for one little bit of oxygen, not for anything whatsoever. It is all the people who worked we are. And that also has been heavily, heavily, heavily subsidized by Allah. If we have to think all the people who worked on that one apple I'm eating, all the people on the farm they worked, they looked after the tree, no damage, rain, hail, etc., cold. And then all the trucks, all the roads and all the things, if it's imported, the aeroplanes or the cargo ships or whatever, if it was refrigerated, all that that what I paid, can it ever pay one little bit for all that? This is just Allah's great, great mercy and His kindness that He subsidized it so heavily. We say things have gone very expensive, but they have been subsidized by Allah Ta'ala so much, and we just paid it. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is that great, great being. Such a great Khalaqi Azim, Khalaqi Alim. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us so many ni'mat. And these are great ni'mat, our food, etc. That we are in need of it. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told Allah Ta'ala, "Oh Allah, I'm dependent on this rosy of yours. What you give me, it's a great ni'mat of Allah Tabarak. Allah has made this system. But the more greater ni'mat Allah has given us, when if we just give it a little thought, whenever we sit down for a cup of tea, usually there are some biscuits also, think of the tea, think of the cup, think of the saucer, think of the spoon to make those biscuits, to make those cakes. And they're just a little bit, a few things we are having. When we have a whole meal, how many things, from where and where, how it has come. All that together are ni'mats of Allah. Allah let us up. And when these ni'mats come also, let us try and engage ourselves in three amal, just in our mind. That first of all, that ni'mat which is there, make shukr to Allah, you gave me this. These cold days, now it has become warmer. And on that point also, let us not say the weather has become better. That means it was bad. Weather is from Allah's side. Everything from Allah's side is only good. We can say it became warmer. We can say it's very cold today. But Allah save us to say, what miserable weather. How bad weather. That we shouldn't say those things. That is not good for us at all. We should avoid it. The good weather, it has become warmer. Buzurgs, everything, how much they appreciate it. So anyway, with this cold weather also, and Allah has given us clothing. Allah has given a house, a heater. Make shukr to Allah. Millions, billions of people haven't got all these nearmats. So make shukr. Then make dua to Allah Ta'ala for all the people who haven't got this. And they are shivering in the cold. They are seeing their little children shivering in the cold. So make dua for them. More than that, if we can do, alhamdulillah, there are many, many organizations, individuals, people who are helping out the poor. We should try and take part in there also. Yes. But at least make dua. And then a third thing, also think that, Ya Allah, it must not be told to me on the day of Qiyamah, أَذْهَبْتُمْ طَيِّبَاتِكُمْ فِي حَيَاتِكُمُ الدُّنْيَا وَاسْتَمْتَعَتُمْ لِي. That you, whatever good deeds you did outwardly, I gave you the rewards in the dunya. I kept you very comfortably. I kept you everything. You lived with ease and with peace. You had no problem. That, oh Allah, give us with your happiness. Yeah, also, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. You give us there also. Allah give us tawfiq. So anyway, all these great ni'mats of Allah, the more greater ni'mats of Allah, the ni'mats of deen. And the ni'mats of deen, iman. What a great treasure it is. Allah may let us make qadr. And especially in these times when our iman is being tested, and being tested very heavily, that this iman that we believe in Allah. And the first question in the qabr also, in fact, with the time of maut, that kalima be on our tongue, kalima be in our heart. Amen. It is such a serious matter that we believe in Allah. And in that it means we believe in the commands of Allah Ta'ala. We accept every command of Allah Ta'ala. That is very, very important, because the first question, and with regard to that, one great, great ni'mat also of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ni'mat of miswak. Allah give us tawfiq to use the miswak. Whenever we make wuzu, use the miswak. More than that also, when we get up in the morning, before we go and sleep, so all the occasions, so many occasions of using miswak. But at least wuzu time, when we make our wuzu, it is the ulama have written, the lowest benefit of miswak is that you will be reminded to read Kalima-i Shahadat in the mosque at the time of maut. What a great gift. May Allah make us of those who understand this gift and treasure of iman which Allah has given us. What does iman really mean? On the one side, to accept reality. What are facts, hard facts, to accept those, that is what is iman. Allah is there, to accept Allah Ta'ala. Akhirat is there, to accept that. The system of Allah is working, to submit and believe in the system of Allah Ta'ala. To realize, man can't run the system of the world.
Yes, sir.
Hey, all the infrastructure, all the technology, everything, it is Allah's hand in all this. And Allah, to accept that. Allah is not that Allah that we have made him up in our mind. And we believe, now that is my Allah. We don't believe in any idols or anything. Allah is there, to accept Allah. That is what is iman. On the other hand, kufr, disbelief, to cover up. What is that? That the truth, the reality, we are covering that up. Islam is the true religion. The way of deen, our teachings of deen, those are the true religion. To accept it, you're a Muslim now. And if we reject it, then that is that we are non-believers now. We are not accepting the truth. So Allah has given us this iman to accept the actual facts, actual truth. No theories of mankind, no all scientific research of mankind can ever be there what is what Allah is. And Allah, if we Allah reward the ulama, they have explained to us in detail how Quran Sharif was revealed, how it was protected, how it came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and till today how Allah has protected the Quran. And throughout the corridor of the history of Islam, many times there were enemies who tried and changed the Quran in different ways. They failed all miserably all the time. Not very long ago was the Americans trying to make a Quran Sharif without the ayats of jihad, etc. And they tried and promoted, they started in Kuwait, where huge and very beautiful print. and such that you get attracted to that. On that also let us understand that many things which appear very beautiful, we should be a bit apprehensive of them. Deen is simple, deen is easy, deen is very, very, we see the lives of the Sahaba, the life of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not all these fancy things and all that, very simple. Deen also, all the efforts of deen also, those which are simple and straightforward, the goodness is in there.
Yes,
but those which got all the fancy things and all the additional things, whether it be in language, whether it be in the set out there, whether it be in all those things, be apprehensive of those things. And we have to be very careful there. So our deen, Allah Ta'ala has made it very simple and very straightforward. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this beautiful deen and the perfect deen. And Allah Ta'ala has made it easy and easily accessible for everyone. Also, just consider the greatest need dunya from our life in dunya, physical life, or to live in this dunya. More Muslim uses a lot of water, istinja, wuzu, ghusl. How much time is ghusl is necessary on him, wuzu he has to make, all that, so a lot of water. Perhaps the most in the world, the people are users of water are the Muslims.
Mm.
But more than that, we are in need of oxygen air. Water, we say we pay for the water. Water we can't pay for. Just all that effort for bringing it, all the pipes, the digging of the trenches, all that we are paying for. But oxygen, which we need all the time. May Allah protect us from this virus. Mm-hmm. Eh? And with this, that a person, we can't breathe. And a person who can't breathe, it's not easy. It's not that those people who want ventilators and oxygen. It's a very hard thing. Allah protect us.
Mm-hmm.
Allah remove this virus from the surface of the earth. And for that also, Allah, there are systems which Allah has kept. It is from Allah Ta'ala. There is no doubt about it. We can discuss whatever conspiracies we want to, whatever theories we want to. But the bottom line, everything is from Allah. And Allah's system also works, that Allah uses other things, other people in order to do that work. Allah doesn't come Himself. And the cause of it is also basically one, our disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. When we transgress and break the laws of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala brings such condition. And when Allah brings such condition, the true and correct way is to find out the root cause of it. And the root cause which we are taught, our transgression, our disobedience of Allah. And the solution and the cure of this disease, of all the conditions in the world, in my personal life, my family life, my community life, the ummah, is all that we have disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَعَامَنْتُمْ. What has Allah got to do? If you make shukr and you were obedient to Allah, Allah, what must Allah bring such condition? That there is no need for that. It's our disobedience. مَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. They are our own actions that what we do. So the solution is, the man-made solutions are there, but the real solutions are which Allah has given, and that is we come to the obedience of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And all this be-deeni, without deen, and worse than that, but deen, to do things opposite of deen. These are terrible things. Instead of running to Allah, to run away from Allah is very, very dangerous. Instead of coming to the masjid, we stay away from the masjid. That is very dangerous for us. You know, instead of making tawbah and istighfar, we are going away. So anyway, we will go a lot into other things, but the present time which Allah has given is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala Himself, who is so great, Allah has taken a qasam of this time which we are in. And Allah Ta'ala, ulama have written, Allah only takes qasam of the great, great creations of His. We are not allowed to take qasam on anything or anyone besides Allah Ta'ala. And that also we should avoid. We shouldn't, Allah is not that we just for any small thing. Some of us got a habit, any small thing we just take qasam, it's not at all right. It's not good. If we have to take the qasam, only on the name of Allah Tabarakata. But Allah takes qasam of many of His creation, and those creations which are very, very great. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala, and in the Quran Sharif, which is the greatest kitab, the greatest manual, the main greatest directions for us in our lives, which are absolute, that these are nanfisamadaha. This laws of Allah which has come, this rope of Allah can never break. No law of Allah can ever break. It is there. So that we stick to that. Allah Ta'ala has given us that kitab. So, and in these, Allah revealed it, and it is absolute. So, the great, in these times which Allah has taken this qasam in the Quran, wal-fajr, the time of fajr, which is a very, very valuable time, the time of fajr. The time is valuable, and the great amal of fajr namaz in there, this is very great by Allah Ta'ala. Many of us, we think a little bit, now that many of us are making namaz at home, we're not making it with the jamaat in the masjid. How many of us, our namaz becomes a bit lax. I will get up just now. When we know you have to go for jamaat namaz, I had to be at that time. But now I'm going to do it at home on my own. And I'm going to read with my family. So then we procrastinate, little, very little. Very soon we find we are reading it last moment. Now we're just rushing through it. And now we are cutting all our namaz short here. Our surahs are very short. Our tasbihat become very short. Just like the namaz, which is referred to as a namaz of a munafiq, up and down, just quickly. And before we know, not long, our namazes start becoming qada also. So anyway, fajr is a great, great namaz. The time of fajr is very valuable. Walayalin ashr. And the 10 nights, the 10 nights of Zulhijjah. Ulama al-Jufayt, they come in the Hadith Sharif. Of the whole, of all the days in the year, the most precious, valuable days are these 10 days of Zulhijjah. We can refer it to it as a mini Ramadan. But these days are the most valuable in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. They've got the greatest return for amal during these 10 days, which we are going through now. And so let us, Allah make it comes in our heart that we understand the value of these days. And every moment of our lives is extreme. The Qari Sahib read so beautifully, on the day of Qiyamah we will say, Ya Laytani Qaddamtu Li Hayati. Ya Allah, what a pity, I should have prepared and sent forward to for my Akhirah. Yeah, if we are not sending forward, we are going to be great losers. And as we are passing, we learn from our ulama and elders that first we also didn't know. We learn all the time what we learn. We try to share with our brothers that when we sleep, we are neither gaining, we are neither losing. But it's not that the case. When we sleep, make it a source of great income for us also. One great buzurg says that I regard my sleeping the same sawab as my tahajjud, as my faras namazas. My sleep I regard it. Why? Because if a person doesn't sleep, Allah made the system like that. You are totally exhausted. Your mind doesn't work. You're very, very tired. You want to say something, you say something else. You can't think correctly also. So when you get your proper sleep, and with this niyat that I'm sleeping to become fresh, to make your ibadat Allah. I'm becoming fresh to do to the khidmat of deen. Now all your sleep will be written in that sawab. And we make dua to Allah for every breath of mine, in my sleeping also. And my whole life, oh Allah, you fill it with great, great rewards from your side. So we can make our sleep, we sleep, some people sleep a bit more, some sleep less, 6 hours, 8 hours, whatever our sleep may be, we can make it not just neutral, but we can make it greatly beneficial for us. Just by the simple niyat before going to sleep, and then we can get, our whole sleep can be in ibadat also. So these 10 days and nights are extremely valuable, so that of the whole year, of the Islamic year, 360 days, more or less, Allah Ta'ala, the most valuable days are these days here. And these nights are also so valuable. So it's a great time. And in this time, to fill it up with our amal, all our amal, make our sleeping also ibadat. Make our eating also ibadat. When we sit to eat, make niyat when we eat. That I'm eating to get strength in my body. It's your system. Oh Allah, that I have to eat, that my body needs all this, otherwise your vision will become impaired. Mm-hmm. Your speech, you won't be able to talk properly, you won't be able to walk properly if we don't eat. So all that I'm doing is for your ibadah, and to serve your deen, to serve the creation of Allah, those people who have the good fortune of making khidmat e khalq. Especially at this time when the people were having problems with food, etc. People are still having, with the cold, people are having problems, those who are helping. We make niyat to help all those. Our earning, our business, 8 hours in our shops, we can turn it into big, big ibadah. All our earnings, whatever work we are doing, just by that niyat. Niyat is a very, very great thing. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a mu'min is far more superior than his amal. So these are those nights, those 10 days and 10 nights. These are those days that the roza of each day, roza is afterwards. In these days we have been taught the valuable words of Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Really, please, Allah, make it. We don't take it light. These are valuable words. They are going to earn us the pleasure of Allah. They will earn us our great, great positions in Jannah. And besides that, they are the words to give us this peace and comfort in this world, our protection in this world. When Allah is pleased with us, Allah will see to everything. And this is the time ulama have written, in order to become a wali of Allah, these are the beautiful days. Because these days are the days most beloved to Allah Ta'ala. These are the days that in these days, good deeds are most beloved to Allah. So by doing these deeds, we will become beloved to Allah. Mm-hmm. And that is all what is a wali. He's the beloved of Allah. Wali means the friend of Allah. And as Maulana Rafiq Sahib, Dhamad Barakatuh explained, this ashiqeen and ishq, that kaifiyah, that love of Allah, only those people know who have it. Those who have that love of Allah and have that connection with Allah, only they can understand. Otherwise, perhaps your son or your daughter of 18, 20 years, she's adamant she wants to marry somebody. The boy is adamant. It's totally, you can see it's wrong, but you can't understand it. That person has got that ishq at that time. It's a parda, a veil over the person's mind, and they are totally absorbed in that. So this love of Allah, the people of the world cannot understand. That what is this love of Allah? This love of Allah, which the Sahaba were the greatest awliya are the Sahaba. That this love was so great that they gave their lives for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. They did not hesitate at all. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, I went so many times to the battlefield not to win the battle. I went there for martyrdom. I went there, I craved it. What love of Allah he must be having. That he wanted to die as a shaheed. Today we, the love of dunya and the fear of death has overtaken us. That we don't want to, we try everything that we must keep away. But what is written also we have to understand, nobody can move death 1 second before, 1 second later. Nobody can, this bimari, this virus, if Allah has not written it, you can be in the middle of it and nothing will happen. And if Allah has written it for you, you can be with all the protection. And if it's written for you, it's going to come. So Allah Ta'ala give us that iman and that yaqeen. So these days which are so valuable, that these words that we have to read, which is easy for everyone, every Muslim knows Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. But the sad part is we take it for granted. We just like Bismillah before eating. We take it for granted. We are all convinced, I read my Bismillah. But if we just go into it, how many friends told, when we checked up, we saw we were never reading. Years have passed and we weren't reading our Bismillah. So to read, to say Insha'Allah, all these words are alchemy. They change us. In actual reality, perhaps there isn't that what can change stone into gold, that can change sand into gold. But really, these are those words. What is gold? Gold is absolutely nothing. These words, what they will give. So Allah has given so easy in these days just to be reading these words. Then if Allah gives tawfiq further, we keep rozas during these days. Every day's roza, the sawab of 1 year's roza. Just imagine, we keep these 9 rozas and 9 years sawabs rozas we get. And then the 9th roza, the day before Eid, that roza, we get that sawab also, 1 year's roza sawab, plus we get 2 years our gunas are made maaf, the coming year and the past year. And forgiveness is a very great thing. Forgiveness is a very great thing. If a husband made a mistake, he did wrong, he betrayed his wife, she found out, and she forgives him. Till she hasn't forgiven him, he knows what he goes through. If the husband found out about the wife, and the day the husband forgives, and we are such that when we forgive, it's still there, and we will take it out again. Over and over we will remind. But when Allah forgives, forgiveness is a great ni'mat of Allah. We think that on this amal, so many gunas, ameen maaf, Allah forgives. We take it lightly. Deen, unfortunately, our dunya today we have attached value to it. Everything of this dunya, small, small benefits of dunya mean a lot to us. But our deen, big, big things of deen, we just pass it by. How many of us, I miss one Jummah. One Jummah is not so important. What's the big deal about a Jummah? That is a very serious. One namaz. And Allahu Akbar. Sahaba were those people who knew this. They were not prepared. They were prepared to lose their eyesight. But they were not prepared to perform one namaz, contrary to how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them. We can lose our eyesight, but we can't lose one namaz. One namaz. They were not prepared. But these are small matters for us. They don't have value for us. Yes, dunya's things are very, very important. And they have great value for us. So these are those days that we keep these rozas. In Behishti Zewar, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali quoted a hadith in the virtues of fasting, that during the Ashhur-e-Hurm, which is the Dhul-Qa'dah, which we have finished, Dhul-Hijjah, which we are in, Muharram, which is coming, and the month of Rajab. A person who keeps roza on a Saturday, Sunday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, these 3 days, in one riwayat, he gets the sawab of 2 years roza. And in another riwayat, I'm still away, 700 years of sawab. 700 years of sawab he gets. Keeping this roza Thursday, Friday and Saturday. So these days that come, if you are there 4 weekends in each of these months, 8 fours are 12, about 8 fours are 32. So many 32 times 700 years sawab if we keep them. Allah give us tawfiq. And especially now in these winter months, in the southern hemisphere, short days, easy to keep rozas also. Allah give us the qadr of them. So these days are extremely valuable. Fill them up with simple subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu, and see how you feel in your heart. Do these things and then see how you feel. See your mind, see your shoulders becoming lighter and how you will feel happy. So this, and then these nights which we are in, how valuable these nights are. That each night, the ibadat of it is equal the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr in Ramadan, we all try our best. And we make our excuses also, if it is the 21st, maybe it's the 23rd, 24th, we are lazy. When it's the 25th, maybe it's gone. All I say, it was the 23rd night. We become lazy again. But if we don't know the exact night in Ramadan. Yeah, it's not Laylatul Qadr. But the sawab of Laylatul Qadr for each night. And Laylatul Qadr, khayrun min al-fishah. Better than 1,000 months. So Allahu Akbar, what great rewards there are for these amal. And then to make ibadat on the night of Qadr, or any night, that has been made so easy for us also. Just make our Isha with Jamaat, our Fajr with Jamaat. Instead of staying away, making our own namaz, come to the masjid, make our namazes with Jamaat. And yeah, our Fajr, Isha with Jamaat, Fajr with Jamaat, whole night ibadat. And add to that how much we can. Simple things which we can add, a person who will read the last ruku of Surah Ali Imran, Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, till the end, he gets the sawab of the whole night ibadat.
Allah.
Just that one ruku, 1.5 minute, 1 minute, 2 minutes at the most, and the whole night ibadat. A person who will read Alif Lam Mim Sam Sajda and Surah Tabarak al between Maghrib and Isha, the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. You made your Fajr, Isha wa Jamaat, you got Laylatul Qadr. You read these two surahs, you got another Laylatul Qadr. Allahu Akbar. One person now, late now. He passed away, somebody saw him in his dream. And many people are seeing this. Those people who are passing away, I enjoined. That person told, the person who saw him in his dream, he said, I'm a Lani. So that person said, I don't think this person even knew the word Lani while he was living. That what does it indicate and what does it mean? And he says, I'm a Lani. One good friend of ours, Maulana Ahmed Siddat Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, few days before he passed away, he was ill. He saw his father-in-law in the dream. His father-in-law had passed away before him. His father-in-law told him, come this side. I'm enjoying here. Yeah, it's enjoyment. So nothing for us to be afraid. For a mu'min, we live, we make ibadah. These days, all we are earning, we die, we're going in Allah's mercy, inshallah. And go happily. Don't be having this fear. Just every, I touch here. Oh, wash my hand. Touch there, now something again. What? All the time, this panic is not for a Muslim. To be so paranoid about things, it's not a life. And we, Allah make us maaf, we should take a lesson. In front of our house in Azadbar, we see the local people walking, happily talking. They got no fear. They're living nicely, they got no fear. And anyone go there, they say, don't come here, no corona here, no nothing here. And they live normal. And we people of Iman. We have to check our Iman perhaps. That a mu'min, Allahu Akbar, mu'min has got no fear. Till now in Afghanistan, the bullets are raining down. Little children are going right into the bullets. And they have no fear of anything. If we live, we're living as mu'mineen. If we die, shuhada. And what can be greater than dying as a shaheed? So these nights ibadat also. Every night, Laylatul Qadr, sawab can be. Lootne ki zamana. Loot lo. Jitna loot sakte ho. Loot lo. Take from Allah. Allah is giving in. Don't waste our time. And the thieves of our time, while greatest thief, our cell phone. All the time, moving, checking this message, checking that message. All the time, typing in a message, and what. All the time, poor shaitan, our enemy. And he gets us involved in unnecessary discussions. Unnecessary things which don't have to be on my head at all. Shaitan involves us in that. And then Qiyamah day we will have to say, Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. I wish that my time and all other things. How many Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum? Just in Hajjatul Wada, 124,000 more or less. How many Sahaba? Nabi Ali salatu alayhi wa salam said, Bi ayyihim iqtadaytum, ihtadaytum. Whichever Sahabi you follow, you will be guided. So how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, till today we read tafsir, we see that this this the ayat, this sahaba, they gave this tafsir. This sahaba gave that tafsir. And sometimes they use harsh words also, that's not the meaning at all. This is the meaning. Mm. That sahaba, this is common. And then Allah made it our four mazhabs that came. Eh? And that also, there was at one time lot of fighting there also. So they made them one, Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that we are all one. Then the four, the tariqah of the tasawwuf came also. Eh? Chishtiyah, Qadriyah, Zuhrawardiyah, and Naqshbandiyah, all these four. So there also Allah made it, otherwise there were many tariqahs also. So we don't have to worry about all these things. Leave it to the experts of the field. What my work as a layman is that I follow who I follow, and I don't know. I expect him to come and tell me this is what we know. What the person is saying. We know what he's doing. Just follow, and then you got no worry. Otherwise, our whole life we're going to on the phone, on all this discussion, and not one subhanallah comes. Mm-hmm. And if the nahusat of all these things in, we start missing namazas with jamaat also. Mm-hmm. We get more distance from one another. We get distance from our deen. We're distancing ourselves. Now Allah brought the division in our, so much of division Allah has brought. So Allah Ta'ala, just simple for every person, we follow what Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has revealed to us, simple, straightforward. And these days which are so valuable. So there are many more amals also. Then comes the day of Arafat. And that day, the fourth kalima for the people in Arafat. And then the roza of the, at least, these other roza, sandafal, if we don't keep them, no problem, don't fight with anyone, but encourage one another, do it ourselves, encourage one another, rewards are extremely great, and in view of the rewards, really we shouldn't be missing them, but also keep our balance, they are nafal. If somebody is not keeping, he's got no health problem, nothing, no problem whatsoever. He doesn't want to keep, he doesn't keep. Husband doesn't want to keep. Many husbands are lazy, wives are keeping. Wife doesn't want to keep, and the husband wants to keep. No problem. We just accommodate one another. There is no problem whatsoever. If we understand, our deen is so easy, we don't have any problem in our deen. So then comes the days of Qurbani. And during these days, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah, there is no time that Allah loves more than during these times. There is no amal that Allah loves more than the amal during these days. Sahaba said, walal jihadu fi sabilillah. It was ingrained in them. Jihad is the pinnacle of Islam, the height of Islam. Jihad is the main thing. That now even jihad, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that jihad that you go, you give your life also. You spend all your money also, everything you sacrifice. So you can imagine what the amal, which for people like me, perhaps all of us, we will be afraid of jihad. Also just think that if a nafir-e aam is that everyone must go out for jihad. When Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu will come, everyone will go for jihad. What will be our condition? Yeah, we can't come to the masjid. What is going to happen at that time? Yeah, all we got this excuse, we got that excuse. So anyway, for jihad, people like us, at least subhanallah, we read what rewards there are. Alhamdulillah, what rewards there are. May Allah Ta'ala, then the Qurbani that will come. Qurbani during those days, no other amal loves as much as he loves the slaughtering of the animals. We make our namazas, our faras, we have to make all that, our basic thing. But the slaughtering of animals, Allah loves it. And on the first day, the 10th of Zulhijjah, as soon as we have finished our Eid namaz, to start slaughtering, getting engaged, involved in the Qurbani. And we have that passion for it. It's the shiar of Islam, a great sign of Islam. and we have to continuously make dua, Allah keep our deen alive in the correct form as we have been brought to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All our qurbani, all our namazas, everything, we do it and our heart desire to do it exactly like that. All the time that we want to follow in that way of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So then the qurbani is very, very valuable during those days. So we should try and engage in our qurbani. Allah has given extra money, alhamdulillah. Instead of going to spend it on somewhere else for a holiday or for anything else, any other addition to the house, comfort, make qurbani. Go and give to the poor people. See to them the needs that they have got. And let us try and spend on the poor people. And this is the time. And make qurbani for our nafal qurbani also. For our parents, for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the Sahaba. Sometimes pray for Hazrat Abu Bakr. What great the ihsan, the favors on this ummah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What lives they led. They were the khalifas of the time. But their simplicity, just to maintain that pure Islam. So at least we can make qurbani for them. Make qurbani for our asatiza. Very, very important. Our parents, close people. How much we can, we try and make as many qurbanis as possible. Allah give us tawfiq that during these days we appreciate all this great, great favors of Allah, and we make this time valuable, and we try and prepare for our akhirah and not waste our time in futile talk, futile discussions, and attacking one another and talking bad about this person, harboring ill thoughts about that person. That as Muslim, we don't need that at all in our life. At this time, to make our ibadat and engage and turn to Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshaAllah.